Thanks. In just a minute, it'll be time for you, Carl, to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If anybody out there would like to play our game, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, a lot of running for president these days is about getting people involved. The Chris Dodd campaign took it a step further this past week and posted instructions on its website on how to do what. This is particularly for children, I should say.
How to save pennies to send them to Senator Dodd?
No, and there was a time limit on it. You had to download the instructions and execute them before Wednesday night.
How to dress as Chris Todd for Halloween?
Exactly right.
Oh, oh my God!
I'm sure all parents everywhere had the same dilemma. The kids were coming, Mommy, Daddy. I want to dress as a presidential candidate with a pig's chance in a barbecue. How do I do it? And all you needed to do is you needed to go to the Chris Dodd campaign website, where a campaign spokesman wrote, "Every year, parents and their children struggle to find that perfect Halloween costume. We wanted to do our part to help by providing them with the option of going as the one candidate who has the proven leadership, record of results, and bold ideas that we need in our next president, Chris Dodd." Well, how do you do it? You use coloring to make your hair white, of course, to represent his years of experience. You carry a copy of the Constitution, to which he is devoted, and also a folder of his bold campaign proposals. Reports from the field indicate that the kids who took this advice were asked at every door they knocked on, "So who are you supposed to be, Anderson Cooper's grandfather?"
I tried carving a Dodd lantern, but I couldn't find a pumpkin big enough.
His head is
enormous.
Huge.
It's a big pumpkin.
Huge.
Mo, a team of scientists revealed this week that they had discovered a particular clam, a clam that turned out to be completely unique. Why?
No, it's a unique clam.
It's a unique clam.
It's a clam that's like dressed as an oyster. No, it's a clam. You have to give a clue.
He said indignantly. Well, we're lucky the clam wasn't made into chowder by, say, Shakespeare.
Okay. It's iambic pentameter. It's blank verse. It's a Virgin Queen clam.
No, it could have literally been made into a chowder by Shakespeare had he found it, because it is.
Oh, it's that old.
Yes.
It's from the 1590 something, 16 something, 20, 1620, right? It's old. Centuries old.
It's in fact the world's oldest animal. Animal of
yes.
any kind.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You've seen
You're
your
like... You're like one of those savants who can just do the math in your head.
How did they know?
Let me explain. How did they know that it was the world's oldest animal?
Does it have rings?
In fact, it does.
Oh.
See, here's the thing.
It had really old spit when they walked by on the beach. Is that how they found it? Did it spit
its
up through the hole?
Its pants were up to the top of its shell. That's how they knew. And it was driving very slowly in the passageway.
Went to dinner at 4:30.
Exactly. It ordered itself and a piece of beef.
It keeps complaining about it being too cold.
Exactly. Now, researchers at Bangor University in North Wales have dredged up what they're calling Ming. It's a 410-year-old clam that seems to be the oldest animal ever found. They discovered the clam in a colony of mollusks that were attached to the underside of Larry King.
Why does it have a Chinese name?
Because it was born during the Ming Dynasty in China.
Oh.
And it was a little baby clam when Shakespeare was writing. It's been there, it was perfectly happy.
Ooh, and it was switched at birth.
Sorry, no, it was perfectly happy, generally outliving everything. But you see, the thing is, you know that how old this particular kind of clam is because it lays down a new layer of shell every year. So you count the layers of shells, which means, of course, you have to open it up and look at the shell, which means, of course, it's no longer the world's longest living animal, because to find out how old it was, they had to kill it. Whoops.